out that Canadians had already been rationed by price prior to the war, so they were used to not being able to purchase everything that they wanted. And in fact, rationing was really popular because, you know, and this is something maybe people will start to understand now, but I think people forgot about this, but under rationing, you would go to the store and you'd know that there would be sugar there. You'd know that there would be butter there, and you'd know that there would be meat there. Mm. Because prior to the introducing rationing, you'd go to the store and the shelves would be empty. And maybe the grocer would have, you know, things behind the counter for special customers. And in part, it was because, you know, the system hadn't been set up to really ensure that everyone had a fair share. And so rationing was about giving people a fair share of these essential goods. And so rationing was hugely popular. You know, it polled really highly throughout the war and even after the war. In fact, some people called for the reintroduction of rationing. And so it was really more about fairness than about, you know, there being not enough.